games, come from behind games. Obviously, you prefer to blow teams out, but can that kind of help you in playoff time? Because these playoff games usually do come down to the last.
You certainly hope so. Obviously, when you get in the playoffs, you want to be able to use everything that's happened in the regular season to your advantage. A key fourth and one stop or a two-minute drive or a four-minute drive to run out the clock. So we've had a lot of situations come up this season, and we've been in a lot of close games. And so you hope that can serve you well, especially in the postseason.
Pretty as hard as you had to work to get back. Is this one being one step away from the Super Bowl feel any different?
Well, it's just a tremendous opportunity. I mean, Coach Kubiak was referencing, you know, some players today on our team that have been playing for a long time, even some coaches, and this is the first time being in a conference championship game, which tells you how hard it is just to get to this game. And then so you don't take it for granted by any means, and you don't get here unless everybody, you know, has worked hard. And so it's definitely an opportunity that you appreciate.
How much does Hightower change things for them? Obviously, the numbers when he was in the game in Week 12 running versus after were pretty stark.
Right. Well, he's an outstanding player. He's got great size. He moves extremely well. And you can tell he's calling a lot of plays back there for him, you know, the quarterback, maybe, if you will, of the defense. And he definitely makes a difference when he's in there.
Hey, Peyton, when you think about this unusual season that you've had this year with all the twists and turns, what have you learned about yourself?
I've learned that when you're getting ready to play the Patriots in a championship game, it's hard to get too reflective on that. on the entire season. So I definitely have referenced that it has been a unique season. There's no question about it. But the one thing that we talked about yesterday that I have tried to do is to sort of stay in the moment and kind of keep it one week at a time. And that's, I think, served our whole team well. It served me well during, you know, kind of this some of these injuries. And that's the best approach, you know, for this week playing this game.
How difficult is that to do when you have so many people asking you, tugging at you? You know, I mean, it's all around you. You know?
Well, I mean, it's what you have to do, especially when you're – in the middle of the season, everybody has a job to do, and you try to do whatever you can to help the team. And the best way to help the team is to be available and to be able to you know, participate and contribute. So it's certainly glad I'm available to participate and hopefully make a contribution.
Peyton, you've faced Bill an awful lot through the years. Does he actually do more things than other people? Or is he just better at giving assignment discipline?
Yeah, it's hard to say. I mean, look, they have an excellent, you know, defense. That's players. You know, that's defensive coaches. I mean, their defensive coordinator, Matt Patricia, has been there a number of years. He's done a heck of a job. Been in a lot of big games, and so, you know, it's probably don't have time to answer, you know, that question. They have excellent players, excellent coaches, and that makes for a really good defense.
Hey, last year, Rob Ninkovich is one of the more underrated defensive players in football. Seems like he always plays well against you guys.
I have him rated, you know, just fine. You know, I mean, he's, you know, to me, I mean, I guess you have to be either overrated or underrated. Why can't you just be rated, you know? And I think he's a heck of a player. He is he's smart. He plays, you know, defensive end, plays linebacker. He plays coverage. He does a great job of you know, disrupting things in the run game, in the pass game, you know, the times I've played against him, he's always done a heck of a job.
Peyton, last year at this time the talk for the Patriots was Revis and Browner, and now they've got Butler and Logan Ryan in there. What have you seen from those two young quarterbacks?
Well, they have a lot of confidence in both those guys, as they should, because they have excellent cover skills. And, of course, you know, Butler's play in the Super Bowl, you know, last year was a great credit to him, you know, making that great play. And I think they play a lot of different coverages, which tells you that these guys are highly intelligent players that can do lots of different things. They don't just play man. They play zone. They mix things up well. So I think they're both excellent cover guys.
Guys, time for a few more, please.
Peyton, how much do you let yourself enjoy this week?
I think you have to, and Coach Kubiak has really encouraged that this is a special opportunity, a unique opportunity, and I think the wrong thing is just to say, hey, let me just put blinders on until I get till Sunday at 1 o'clock to, you know, enjoy these practices and enjoy, you know, these putting the game plan in, and so that's what. That's what Coach encouraged us to do early in the week, and I'm doing that. I think our whole team's doing that as well. I think that's a good thing.
Peyton, in this you and Brady deal, neither one has won a whole lot of games. Your teams there, Brady's teams here, have won a lot of games at the other person's place. Home field a big deal then, do you think, for the confidence of this team?
Well, certainly we're glad to be playing at home because we get to play in front of our great fans, and there's no question that we're going to need them in a big way on Sunday to keep us going and hopefully, you know, disrupt who we're playing. So, you know, going back to the history of all those games, I mean, usually the better team, you know, probably wins no matter where you're playing. But I just know that we worked hard to earn the opportunity to play here at home, and excited to be playing in front of our fans on Sunday.
What has Talib brought to you not only on the field, but maybe with his attitude off the field or even on the field as well?
Akib is he's clearly an outstanding corner, but he is just has an awesome high energy personality that's I think is contagious to not just the other defensive players, to the offensive players as well. He's a great student of the game. I mean, I enjoy talking to him about coverages and route combinations and his understanding and kind of, you know, some things that he sees that have helped me, you know, as a quarterback. And so anytime you can have a veteran corner on your team that's not only a great athlete but a great student of the game, it has helped me. And then you combine that with just being a funny guy with just a great passion for life and football. I've really enjoyed playing with him these past couple of years.
Okay, thank you, Ben. Thank you, guys.